Judy Collins and Amazing Grace. Whoa, that just gave me incredible goosebumps. Such a profound song anyway, but beautiful singer, Judy Collins. So good morning to all our lovely Totnesians. Are you out voting, is what I want to know. If not, stay in your pyjamas. Stay nice and warm and cosy. And be with Jackie Juno, who is a comedian, a poet, a performer, a painter, a writer, a singer, a celebrant, and a workshop facilitator. So she's all those things. So stay tuned at 9:20 to have a piece of cake with her. Now, I think we need a bit of Joan, don't we? Come on, Joan.
Every light is on, but all the rooms are empty except one. Oh, baby, don't stay too late. You know I hate to be alone, and I'm alone. Baby, won't you come on home? There's a maverick standing on the corner, and he keeps on looking at my window. Oh, babe, won't you come on home? Home. Every key is tight and every window's bolted from inside. Oh, babe, you know I get so scared. You know I couldn't live alone. It's just been confirmed. Baby, won't you come on home? Standing on the corner is a madman looking at my window. Oh, babe, won't you come on home? Home. Baby, won't you come on? Across the window. Oh, babe, won't you come on home? Home. Every light is on, but all the rooms are
Joan,
empty.
Joan Armour Trading and Won't You Come On Home.
Oh, babe, don't stay too late.
That's going out to Jackie Juno because we don't know if she's up yet. Hopefully, she said she'd make contact with me on Messenger. You don't know, she could be snoring. We'll find out, won't we, at 9:20 when we're left here. But that was a gorgeous Won't You Come On Home by Joan Armour Trading. Going out for Jackie Juno. All right, Jackie. So, yes, hello, Totnesians. Get your voting pen ready. And hello to those in Dartington. All the people that can just switch to 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, thank you very much. And if you are farther, are you a father? If you're further afield, maybe in Bath or Basingstoke or Barnstable, or maybe you're in the most fabulous place in Barbados or Bermuda or perhaps Barcelona. You're so very welcome. Aren't they, Rufus? Aren't they welcome? Rufus Wainwright wants to sing now. You couldn't do that, Rufus.
Straight man. fast train. I wonder where my parents gave me always. Traveling, but not in love. Still, I think I'm doing fine. Wouldn't it be a lovely headline? Life is beautiful on the New York Times. Men reading fashion magazine.
Rufus, you surpassed yourself. Oh, what a world, Rufus Wainwright. Oh, wow, that was amazing. I really loved that piece of music. So far, we've had Amazing Grace, Judy Collins, Joan Armour Trading, Watcha Come On Home, and Rufus Wainwright, Oh, What a World. It's got to get stronger, hasn't it? It's all building up to our fantastic 9:20 guest, Jackie Juno. How do you do it, Jackie Juno? How are you a comedian, a poet, a performer, a painter, a writer, a singer, a celebrant, and a workshop facilitator? I don't know how you do it, but we'll find out in our lovely little interview. And we've had a great week. We've had comedian Susie Bennett on Tuesday. It's been a short week, hasn't it? And then we had Judy Lee yesterday, our novelist, and that was session 4. That went great guns. That was all about characterisation. Today we've got our Jackie, and then tomorrow we have the rather marvellous Alistair Gavin. Ooh! And we'll be dipping our toes in his life. And then our poet in residence, Liv Talk. So that's Alistair at 9:20 and Liv Talk at 9:45. What's going on? It's all amazing. Let's have a little bit of Hollow Talk, shall we? Take us through.
echo starters across the room. Trembling noises that come too soon. Spatial movement which seems to near. Resonating a mask of fear. Hollow talk in a hollow gun. Thoughts set off on the road of pain. Never said it was good, never said it was near. Shadow rises when you are here. Back to the beginning. Silence ceases a clouded room. Light is shed, not a breath too soon. Darkness rises in all you do. Tighten your jaw and then cross the room. Spatial movements are born of life. Shadows scatter without a fire. There's never been bad, there has always been true. Muted whisper of things you know.
The choir of the young believers and Hollow Talk. I love the name of their album. It's This Is For The White In Your Eyes. It's really wonderful. So we're coming up to that time, aren't we? When we have to get our Jackie on the blower.
Never said it was good, never said it was new. muted whisper the things you feel.
Really, really like that. It's been quite a morning on the music front with Judy Collins, Amazing Grace, Joan Armour Trading, Rufus Wainwright, and then the Choir of the Young Believers. Rock on! So this is 102.5 FM. We are going to get Jackie Juno on the 9:20 slot, aren't we? What did you say? Of course we're going to call her. What's going on? Oh my God, it's Jackie Juno. That's what's going on. Oh my giddy auntie. Ding, ding. Let's get her. Let's get her. Woo! Good morning, Jackie Juno.
Guten Morgen.
Is it really you? You've got out of your bed for this.
No, this is a clone. clone.
I've been doing the list. I've almost got it off by heart. Comedian, poet, performer, painter, writer, singer, celebrant. A workshop facilitator. Which one do you love the most?
Oh, that's impossible, darling.
I know.
I suppose I do love making people laugh.
Yeah.
So the workshop facilitator. I don't know. Yes, I love it all, darling. Love it all.
So, you know, when you were a tiny tot, did they say, yeah. Oh, look, our Jackie's going to be a comedian, a poet, a performer, painter, writer, singer, celebrate, workshop facilitator, Mum?
All I wanted to be when I was little was an artist.
Ah.
All I wanted. And my mom had a friend, Sheila Harvey, who encouraged my art because nobody else did in our family. It was like, oh, I don't know.
Well, they're like, what's that?
Yeah, oh, I don't know what that is.
It is amazing to have encouragement, though, isn't it? And when you have that encouragement, you just feel like there's a big arm around your shoulder.
Yes.
So that's
not doing a half Nelson.
Yes. Are you going to kick off with a bit of poetry? Or what do you reckon, darling? Is it too early?
No, that would be great. I haven't done any poetry for ages.
Isn't it scary?
Yeah.
It's like, how come?
Yeah.
Well, we all know why.
And the poem I'd like to do actually is Just Come to Me. It's quite a new one and I've never performed it.
Ooh.
But it does hark back to those days when I was young, not that young, when I was a child, babysitter.
Okay.
Are we ready for it, though?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hang on. Let me get the dings. No, let me get a horn.
Oh, yes, I do prefer the horn.
To the dings.
I don't mind a ding, but a horn is always good. This poem does have a trigger warning, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's got quite serious amounts of Brummy accent within it. It's not the whole thing isn't in Brummy, you'll be thankful to hear. Okay, here we go. It's called Pauline Kuhn is a Balloon. Pauline Kuhn is a balloon. She's round, pink and shiny with see-through eyes. She married Tony, who bought her a bungalow in Claverden. Swimming pool, horses, babysitters. That's where I come in. My charges were Gaynor, 5, and Kevin, 1. They were sweet. It was fine. I made sure they didn't fall off the wall or drown in the pool or get trampled by the horses. I was fascinated by Pauline's voice. It reminded me of the sound you get when you very slowly let the air out of a balloon. Allow me to demonstrate. Friday, your sister Marianne has got it down. She turns around and says to me, I've got it down. Can I help? Dana, what are you doing with that hammer? Kevin, come here with ya. Let me get a nappy on ya. I heard years later, when the kids were just teens, that Pauline, unfortunately, went pop. That's the end of that.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Let me give you the horn. That was absolutely hysterical. And it's so early in the morning to be laughing, but I love it.
It's far too early to be doing that accent, really.
It's a bit too early for a Brummy accent. You're absolutely right. So that's one of your new ones, is it, darling?
Yeah.
I love it. I give it, look, I'm going to give it a few dings as well. That was really funny.
Steady on,
my darling. So, yes, you do it all, and I want to get to the bottom of you doing it all. I mean, obviously, I tried to get you to choose, and you said it was impossible, and I totally understand that. But you clearly, Jackie Juno, are someone who has so many tops turning, so many different strands, so much energy. Where did it all come from, lovey?
Where did it all go?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just done stuff. You know, I haven't worried about what the consequences were, which sometimes is not always a good idea. So I've just, I suppose I've been brave, but I haven't been very, you know, careful. and it's been amazing and wonderful. I haven't really, you know, I just do stuff and then hope for the best. So, you know, I have avoided quite a lot of training and education. I have avoided my sort of compulsory education mostly. I was rather a rebel and, you know, didn't go to school often. But that was the 70s. It was okay, you know.
Yeah. But I liked that you said that you're brave, but you didn't actually think the consequences through. Because that... Actually, I know perhaps you should think the consequences through, but I quite like it that you're just going through life with that spirit moving forward and not, because actually no one knows what the consequences are going to be, do they really? Unless you're doing something really silly like bungee jumping off the White Cliffs. Yeah. You might have an idea what those consequences might be. But
I mean, nowadays I'm a bit more sort of careful, especially running groups. Obviously, you've got to have certain guidelines and safety procedures.
Yeah.
But I think it's, I like to feel I'm a sort of permission slip to just get on and do stuff without worrying too much, because life's short. You know, my friend died the other day. We just had a little memorial for her. And God, she was my age and it was just sudden. Nothing really to do with the you-know-what, C-word.
Yeah.
And it's like she was here 1 minute and then she wasn't. There was no warning. It just, she no longer is here. Mm. So I think you just got to get on and do it, haven't you?
That's a great way of putting it, a permission slip. That is an amazing way to put it. And have you written a poem in that sort of, about that? Because I think that's really strong, isn't it? Because everybody... I mean, there'll be people listening out there who want your permission slip, or just your slip, really, or your bra, your knickers.
Or I'm either a permission slip or a warning. Don't try this at home.
No.
Well, actually, I have got a poem that I've also a brand new poem, okay, never performed. And this is actually to a friend, and it's dedicated to Aradia, and it's of that sort of ilk. It's called Honey on the Razor Blade.
What a beautiful title.
Is now a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I've got to miss a word out, but I'll just let you imagine what it is.
Okay.
Just realised. Okay. Honey on the Razor Blade. Pardon my language, but you are a legend. Born with dodgy kidneys and violet gems for eyes, raised in grit and glory and a sea full of dysfunction, you navigate the turbulent waters in your supreme queen canoe. Chanting as you go, heart cracking open, blooms flowering from your continental bosom. Immaculate face, nails, ethics, East London sings out of you, and your door is open to all. You gather the broken winged, you feed them love. What keeps you going? Salt and sea spray, sister circles, divine canine, canny friends, coffee in a cafe, and the promise of cake. The thought of those rippling expanses of taut ebony skin. Dreaming of days when you can dance. The kind of laughter where all control is gone and fluids, tears and others escape in convulsing delight. Like a Victorian lady, you take to your bed for days. Pain courses through you till you find surrender, a bittersweet freedom, gratitude for the smallest things, honey on the razor blade.
Wow. You get more dings for that. That was really powerful and quite very touching, actually. I've sort of got goosebumps after that. What an amazing honouring. And the title, Jackie, is just brilliant.
Yeah, well, my husband said that to me. Oh, God, it's like honey on the razor blade, isn't it? I said, oh, is that a saying? He says, yeah. And I think
I've heard of it.
It's actually licking honey off the razor blade. And somebody said it to me the other day, and I thought, oh, you know, I've just written a poem about that. It's such a visual kind of thing, isn't it?
It's a huge, yeah, certainly the title. And actually, yeah. Titles matter, don't they? Don't you think? Because it sets up the entry of those words and yeah. It gives the audience an inkling. Now, can we touch on audiences a little bit? This year has been, hang on, let me get the other sound. I had to make that myself. But this year has been a bit weird on the performance front. How have you coped personally? Because you are so sort of, it's like the lifeblood, isn't it, for you, coursing through your veins. You're either in Totnes with 100 people following you and you piping them ahead, or you're doing poetry to anyone who's willing to listen. I love that photograph of you in Totnes with a T-shirt that said, what did it say on the front?
Oh, it's not a T-shirt, Julie. It's a tabard.
Oh, I beg your pardon, darling. You had a beautiful tabard on.
It says, free poetry, stop me and ask.
Okay. And then at the bottom it says, and I'll show you my... No, that was something else. Okay.
Or it could be ask me to stop. Anyway.
How did that go? I mean, well, let's just go back to the original question. What's this year been like for you, Jackie Juno, when... You know, what feeds you clearly is the ability to be out there, to be a comedian, to be a poet, to be a performer and all the other things. How have you coped? Yeah.
I've missed it. I've missed it like hell, really. But I love it. I just love connecting with people and having a great time. Tears or laughter, you know, but mostly laughter. But I don't feel like I'm desperate, darling. Where are my fans? I don't feel that much. I've just gone quite within. And funnily enough, I've started something which I said I would never do, and that is...
Kissing your husband. What is it?
Writing a novel.
Do you know what? That's really freaky. That is so weird. Because that was on my mind, ask you a question about that. Because you facilitate... all these writing workshops. I thought, I wonder if Jackie's ever wanted to write a novel.
Yeah, I've always said that. I've always said there's no way I would ever write a novel. Oh my God, no! Let me stick to short stories, flash fiction, and poetry. It's easy. Not too many words. You can finish by lunchtime. Anyway, so and I tricked myself into doing it. Basically, last August, in my creative writing class, I set everyone a bit of homework. I said, I know, let's work on a short story. And it's a way of finding ingredients. I've got this kind of grid, like a fiction grid, where you throw a dice. And if you get two, you have to do, a teacher. Then you throw it again and find out what their problem is. You know, they might be jealous or something like that. Mm. You throw it again and you get another character and their trait. then you throw it again and get a location, and you throw it again and get an object.
That's really good. Yeah.
It's great fun. And then you've got these ingredients to start a story. So I just did it, and we all shared the next week. But my story ended on a cliffhanger. And everybody was like, oh, God, but we want to know what happens. I think it's a novel, somebody said. And they was like, yeah, yeah, it's definitely a novel. Anyway, I was just like, no way. But it stewed in the back of my brain, and lo and behold, I did. I wrote the story. I just put the skeleton of the plot down. I just followed the characters, basically. I didn't plot it out. And came up with the ending. And then I did a second draft where I, you know, filled out what was going on behind the scenes, you know, fleshed it out a bit. And now I'm just on the third draft. But I've absolutely loved every minute of it.
Isn't that brilliant?
And I've got no pressure. There's nobody waiting for me, like, where's your next novel, darling? So I just enjoy it.
So how many words have you actually written? Do you know?
I've written about 40,000 words, I think.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? So
it's probably going to be either a short novel or a long novella. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I'm just loving it. I don't. Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant, Jackie?
Yeah, I never thought I'd been to that place. Yeah.
And obviously, it literally has come out of, you know, a workshop that you ran. But obviously, in the background there, the universe wanted you to get your permission slip, basically. Yeah. So the next steps. I like the way you're describing it, because actually, the through line of this conversation has been, you know, you have a lot of acceptance. You've got acceptance for this last year of what you've made of it. You've actually gone off in a different direction. But isn't that brilliant that something really strong and very positive has come out of it for you? So I shall be looking forward to the next sort of bit of flag up of where your book is moving to and the direction. But I suspect that something will come out of somewhere, a wardrobe probably, to grab you and grab the book and take it off and publish it. And yeah, I think it's really exciting that you've said that, no way, I'm never going to do that. And yet you have. So well done. Should we have another poem?
Well, we could.
What about your tree? Because I know everybody loves your tree poem.
Yes, I could do that. Gosh, I hope I remember it.
Love that poem.
Yeah, okay. So thank you, Julie. I'll do that. It's called Oxygenerators. And if anybody's listening, I'd like you to join in on the participatory bits. Here we go. It's a hymn prayer to trees. Trees are wise. They know shed loads more than you realise. Trees have eyes. They've got faces in places that are in disguise. When one dies, the next one cries. Trees can feel and think. They can dance and drink. And they talk to each other like sisters and brothers, like fine, intertwining, sap-filled lovers. Silver birches are girls. Oaks are guys. Pines are straights. Willows are gays, beeches are byes. A tree never lies. Trees are plain speakers, truth seekers, peacekeepers. They're the grim reapers, box providers. They're crawling with creepers, sprawling with spiders. The big old ones can hide us, even those with too many pies inside us. Home to squirrels, the treetop riders. Trees are garden dividers, kite colliders, mothers of ciders, autumn colliders spoke. There are hope. Dear Lord and Lady of the wild wood, guide us to nature's cathedral, church of the earth. Help us to give trees the respect they deserve. Let us speak their holy names with love. Congregation, please repeat after me. Ash, apple, holly, hazel. You can whisper it if you like. Beech, birch, oak, maple. Beech, birch, oak, maple. Hawthorn, Blackthorn, Alder, Elder, Hawthorn, Blackthorn, Alder, Elder. You. We love you. All hail the holy tree. Amen and blessed be. Be cool, plant a tree. Be hot, plant a lot. And if you want to be really sussed, go and join the Woodland Trust. Trees, find one, climb one, spend some time with one, write a rhyme for one, pour your heart out, spill your sorrows, whisper your fears of bleak tomorrows. It's okay, a tree can take it. A tree can make it sacred. It'll catch your breath, your old CO2, turn it into oxygen, because that's what they do. Love it, stroke it, share your secrets, feel your gratitude and speak it. Find a magic twig and keep it under your pillow. Wear the green willow, dress the oak, honour the ash, worship trees, be venerators. Blessed are the oxygenerators.
Wow. You see? And you remembered every single word.
That just was about.
So we love trees, but we also love Jackie Juno. And we have run out of time, but I want to say, Jackie Juno, we really do love you. Aww. And you give so much, not just to the people of Totnes and Dartington and the world, but beyond the world. And I've had such fun with you. You've made me laugh so much. It's made my day. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Loads of love.
It's been great. Have a wonderful day.
And you too. See you in Totnes, I hope, soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. The fabulous Jackie Juno. What would we do without Jackie Juno? Let's have a little bit of Tibetan dance. Oh, it doesn't. Yes, it does. Did you laugh your socks off with Jackie Juno? I did. And I got a permission slip too. Yay! Thank you, Jackie. And that was Tibetan Dance by Rurunchi Sakamoto. So we had a little bit of the Tibetan dance music just to keep us on the ball, really. I actually really got something up my sleeve I wanted to play. Some kind of connection to that. So let's have a little bit of Billy Connolly.
I always- always have trouble starting the show. I have trouble starting it, and fit the middle's for great shape, because it's just whatever happens. Because I've never actually enjoyed that showbiz thing, mainly because I can't do it. Because I was a folkie, and I watch people on Opportunity Knocks. Now, they're obviously not professional, but they've got all that bit done. And even in Australia, they have a talent show for children. I think that's awful. People who should be out on their bikes are singing My Way. You go, fuck off. What do you mean your way? You don't know anything. Those boys are 10 years old singing I'm Gonna Love You All Night Long. Hasn't even got pubic hair. The wee pointed willy like that. Should be out on their bikes, shouldn't they, really? There's this show called the Johnny Young Talent Show. Christ, it's unbelievable. I'll probably come here. And at the end, the show I was watching there, the kids were all swaying like this. They have a theme every week, and it was...
I better not play any more of that. I'll be told off by the headmaster. Peter Shearn will be on the phone telling me, did you hear that? So, apologies. I should be checking my content, shouldn't I, really? Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Meantime, let's have a little bit of Stay. Oh, Stay, will you?
This is not the first time you tried to get away.
That one was to send you into a reverie so you forget Billy Connolly and his swear word. Oops. That was Oingo Boingo. Oingo Boingo. Never heard of that person before, but I really like the song. If you've just tuned in, this is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. You've just missed Jackie Juno, and she was awesome. She was blow away good. Love the trees, the poem about the trees, but adored her brand new poetry as well. That was great. And if you notice, we had Crazy Frog to introduce her. Now, I know there's a Beatles song that actually I'm not very familiar with, so I thought I'd play it for you. Here it is. Happiness is a warm glow.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left up. Cause I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
I can't believe I've never heard that song before. Maybe it comes from an album I'm not familiar with, but Happiness is a Warm Gun. Did I said something else, I think. And that's the Beatles. Ooh. Indeed. You can hear old John Lennon there in the background, can't you? So, having a great day so far. Just a flag up to all the Totnesians to remind you, don't forget, well, to anyone actually, all those places I called out, Barbados. Are you voting? I doubt it. You might be. I don't know. Are we coinciding with you, Barbados? Who knows? I think it is time for something strong enough. Yeah? Come on, Cher, baby.
There's nothing you can say or do for me, and I don't want a miracle. You'll never change for no one, and I hear your reasons why. Where did you sleep last night? And was she worth it? Was she worth it? Oh, I'm strong enough.
You gotta go, so you
bit of Cher and Strong Enough. How can I keep imagining Jackie dancing with our Brian to that? I've no idea. It just keeps coming to my mind. So I hope you received your permission slip from the fabulous Jackie Juno. I just want to say thank you to Jackie for being on our programme today. And let's go out with the voice of Judy Collins and Both Sides Now. So just to say, I'll be back tomorrow with Alistair Gavin and also Liv Talk. Same time, 9 o'clock, for an hour. See you then.
And ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. Something's gained.